All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
I had the most interesting weekend because I legit... For a 24-hour period, I was like, crap, my daughter has corona, and that means I have corona, and that means you guys all have corona, and I broke the seal on the show. And
great.
It was negative. Luckily, it was negative. But I thought I won the weekend. I didn't find crack, though. Or possibly crack. Melissa did.
Yes, I did.
Did you really find it, or is this like one of those?
I did find it. And I won't say where I was, because I am just protecting any potential anything. I was at an establishment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was at several places over the weekend.
Yeah.
So that I won't even say where, but, you know.
Did it fall out of somebody's pocket?
No, it was on the ground.
Okay.
I saw a little baggie on the ground.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't know why I felt compelled to pick it up. I don't know why. I just did. I'll be honest, you guys. I'm like very innocent when it comes to drugs. Like, yeah. I've never seen them up close. I haven't. Like, I haven't. I've seen them on TV and movies. Yeah. And like, I Googled whatever.
Yeah.
But I've never seen them. So I picked it up. I picked up the bag. And, yeah, it to me, you know, from my love of New Jack City.
To me, it looked like
movie,
a leprechaun to
no,
me.
It looked like crack to me. Because it was like, from what Keisha says, remember when they first discover it? She's like, it looks like cracked off pieces of soap. That's what it looked like to me. It looked like cracked off pieces of soap. But then I also knew in the back of my head, like, okay, but isn't crack usually off-white colored? This was white. But it was cracked off. It was like pieces, and they were soft.
For a girl who doesn't know much about
like, what was your plan?
I don't know. The crackhead got hold to the wrong stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a plan. I was going to turn it in. And everything
did
I know
anything,
about you.
Did anything in your head say, maybe I could sell this?
No.
No.
Why would I ever do that? Because, like, first of all, my luck, it would be laced with something and I'd kill someone. Oh. I couldn't do that. So, yeah. And so the first thing I did, you know, I have a lot of friends who may have or may not have dabbled in that kind of stuff. So I reached out to a couple of friends of mine and I was like, listen, this is going to sound like a strange question, but I just want you to be able to, like, you know, identify this for me. And I described, and it was funny because I kind of learned a lot about these friends because they were like asking me very specific questions. Okay, so when you press on it, does it turn into a powder? Is it plastic? Like, what's the texture? Like, you can't touch it. That's
what
number
high
one.
Are you feeling after you smoke it?
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, listen, thanks to our wonderful audience, whatever we ask for, you give us. And Kevin's a former crackhead, or are you a current crackhead?
Former.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin is a former drug addict, and he can answer any questions that you have.
Oh, congratulations, by the way, for, you know, being sober.
Thank you. Coming up on a year now.
Oh, great. Wow,
very nice.
That's good.
Now.
For the 11th time.
Now. Hey, you know what?
I keep trying, you know. I'm not giving up.
Last night took an L, but tonight I bounced
back. That's right. One
Big
day
Sean
at a time.
Said it best.
There you go.
Yeah.
And
you know what? If you want, we can send you this crack as a prize. Just kidding. Okay, Melissa, do you have any questions for Kevin? Kevin describe it? Is that what you want?
Yeah. So, Kevin, it was in a little baggie.
What's it taste like?
Will you shut up? I didn't touch it. It legit looks like it's bright white. It's not off-white. It's bright white, and it looked like it was like pieces of something. It wasn't a powder.
So was it? Would you say it was possibly more of like a glassy substance?
Glass.
Did it kind of look a little glassy type look, like possibly shards?
Potentially, yes.
That's crystal meth, I believe.
Because yes, that would be crystal meth. But the biggest thing is obviously you're not disclosing where you found it. That's going to be a big determination of probably what it was. I mean, if you were, you know, hanging out down in, you know, Roxbury or down in, you know, Bowdoin or something, odds are it probably would be cracked. But if you were in the South End in a nice establishment or something, odds are probably meth.
Wait a minute. I don't even want to ask why that is.
He knows, man. He's an experienced drug addict. You don't think he knows the places?
It's just where it is. It's, you know,
let me see that
everyone's
picture.
Everyone's got their...
Hold on. I'm showing Romero the picture right now. I blew it up so he can kind of describe
right
it.
Here. I wouldn't really necessarily say this is super glassy. It's a little shiny, but it does have little tints of blue in some of it, which does indicate crystal meth. Yeah, look at this. Look at this.
Is it powdery or is it chunks?
No, it's chunks.
It's chunks.
It's chunks. Yeah, so it's most likely. I wouldn't say. I mean, crack can also be more of a yellowish tint.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Off white,
like a dirty, dirty off white.
Yeah, definitely not
more. If it's more whitish than off-white, I would probably go out on a limb. It's probably, you know, a type of meth, because one of the biggest things that's going around now that everyone does is bath salts.
Yes,
so they have all salts. Types of bath salts.
Oh.
That bath salt that will give you the same exact euphoric feeling as, say, crack or heroin or, you know, meth would.
How are you still alive,
a lot of the
Kevin?
Time,
my God.
This is a lot.
I've been through a lot, brother. I've been through a lot.
I can hear. Well, listen, thank you for calling us, and please stay off the drugs.
Yeah, keep it going, Kevin. One day at a time.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number M. MR281332.